It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
You asked for it, you got it. Access the Rose Chat Podcast app from your iPhone or Android device. Find instructions at rosechatpodcast.com.
Well, good evening, and thank you for joining us for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. Our guest this evening is Sam Jones, and he's a candidate for Vice President of the American Rose Society. Now, the American Rose Society is one of the nation's oldest plant horticultural societies. It is an educational nonprofit organization dedicated exclusively to the cultivation and enjoyment of roses. Now, the ARS supports its members by providing educational programs, resourceful publications, and continuing research. The Office of Vice President in the American Rose Society is a pivotal role, for the person who takes this office automatically becomes president at the end of a 3-year term. Sam is in the virtual studio, and he'll be joining us in just a moment to cast his vision for the future of the American Rose Society. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. There's more Rose Chat coming your way.
Hi, I'm Phil Paul with the American Rose Society. My family has been growing roses for some 50 years. My wife and I have grown roses across the United States for the last 25. There's nothing more breathtaking than a beautiful display of roses in full bloom.
No matter if you're an experienced rosarian or are just beginning your first rose garden, the American Rose Society is here to help. It's a tremendous resource for making your rose garden the envy of your neighborhood. There's even a rose photography contest for members to showcase the best of the best. Each member will be published in the American Rose magazine.
We invite you to become a part of one of America's oldest horticultural societies and the home of our national floral emblem.
For more information on becoming a member of the American Rose Society and on the Rose Photography Contest, visit ars.org.
Welcome back to Rose Chat Podcast, sponsored by Haven Brand Soil Conditioners and SW Greenhouse.
Well, Sam Jones joins us now from Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to Rose Chat, Sam.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're so happy to have you. Well, Sam, you've been a leader in the rose community for many years, and you grow so many beautiful roses. But could you share with us how you came to be interested in growing roses?
Well, my interest in flowers started very early in life because I grew up in a small town around two sets of grandparents, and both of them were involved in flowers. And one sold flowers and one grew flowers. So that made a good situation. And my grandparents who grew flowers, I was there at their place so much. And I remember the roses. So by the time I was in the eighth grade, I had my own rose garden for one summer. It didn't last long, but it was an interest at that time. And then gradually over the years, I saw roses in nurseries, and our homes sort of called for roses, so we planted them here and there, some around our fences, and finally we came to Nashville at one time, and we had not any landscaping at all in the back of our house. It was very hot and dry, so we planted some daylilies, and then we went to a rose show in Nashville. And we're completely overwhelmed. We joined the Rose Society. We forgot about the daylilies. We have a few still surviving. But it was just a great experience to be in the Rose Society after going to our first Rose show. And so, and then after we were in the Rose Society a couple of years, we won the Novice Queen. So that really that set us for roses for a long time.
Well, I tell you.
Go ahead.
Well, once you get that blue ribbon, that mm-hmm. first blue ribbon under your belt, there's just no stopping you.
That blue ribbon. We took pictures. We showed it. And they gave us. I'm sorry. They gave us a silver pitcher that we used all year and shared it with our friends and even took it to their home, some of our friends' home, with roses in it. So that was just a delight in our introduction to winning at a rose show.
Well, I was going to say that there was a commercial for potato chips, I think it was. I bet you can't eat just one, and I think about that all the time because every time I see one rose, I have to have another rose. So, truly, going to that rose show, you just can't have one or two or three when you fall in love with roses. It's just something
that's
draws
exactly
you right in.
Yes, we started off with about a dozen. We thought we would really keep it down. But a dozen turned out to be a lot. But it didn't take long until that dozen turned into about six dozen after several years. And then we have about 200 right now.
Boy.
Wow.
I bet it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sam, you joined the Nashville Rose Society and ended up getting a ribbon on the show table. How has that translated into an interest in the leadership of your local Rose Society? And I know you've served in some district positions as well. I'd love to hear what led you to become involved in the leadership aspect of the Rose Society.
Well, interestingly enough, it was not long after we joined the Rose Society until we were asked to take some leadership positions. I think they were looking for new people. So the first thing they asked me to do was write an article about how I grew roses. So I spent some time doing that. And, you know, after I did that and got some real good feedback from my article, in just a short while they said, "We want you to think about being editor of our newsletter." And then not long too much after that, one of the committee members of the nominating committee says, "We would like to nominate you for an office." And so that just got me started right there. So just about all of my leadership has been by invitation. Glenda Whitaker was a big influence on my being involved in the leadership beyond the local society because she was very active in the American Rose Society. So I think it was through her that I got put on some ARS committees, the membership committee mm-hmm. and the prizes awards committee. And then Marilyn Wellen had a retreat in Pasadena, California, when she became president. And Glenda asked me and Nancy to go with her to that retreat. And that really got me involved on the national level with the American Rose Society. And then Steve Jones came along and he asked me to be chair of the Prizes and Awards Committee, and that really got me involved. And then he also asked me to edit the 2009 ARS Annual, and that was a delight for both Nancy and me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody asked me to, the former district director, Kent Campbell, asked me to run for district director. And then people asked me a year or so ago to run for ARS vice president. So I've been invited in all of my leadership positions.
Wow.
They just kept making you offers you couldn't refuse.
Exactly right. Yes. Roses are that way. It's hard to turn down anything to do.
They are.
So, you know, I understand that you were asked to run for office. You know, for those who are listening for the first time, in the American Rose Society, if you run for the office of vice president, that automatically puts you in the position to become president after 3 years. So, Sam, I know our listeners would be interested to know why you want this position.
Well, that's a good question to ask, and it's one I've given some thought to and would have to give some thought to because of the time and money investment in running for this office. But I do believe that I can make a difference in the organization and the focus and effectiveness of it, because we've got a lot of challenges to face. Our membership, our finances, American Rose Center, providing resources for the whole society and local societies, just our morale in the relationship between local and, societies and the national organization, and certainly our Rose shows need some attention. So I believe that with the skills I have in working with people, as a with a background as a minister and a counselor, that together we can find solutions to most of these problems. I invite my listeners now to review my leadership qualifications at my website, samgrowsroses.com. But I would also like to hear from them about what ARS can do for their local societies with the resources that we have on the national level, because I think that's the key to the turning the growth of ARS around is what we can do to excite and grow local Rose societies.
I'm sure our audience that are members of local Rose societies would be interested in hearing some of those ideas and you know, overall your vision for what you would do as vice president and then, you know, the next 3 years as president of the ARS.
Right. Well, it certainly takes a lot more than knowing about roses to be at the leadership of a national organization. It certainly takes vision. It takes, in our organization, a willingness to serve everyone, I believe, who loves roses. And I've been heavily involved in all aspects of roses, not only growing them and exhibiting them and arranging them and as a judge and writing about them, but I've also served on the executive committee at the national level. So that has involved me for several years in those kinds of positions. But a major focus of mine and my vision for ARS is growing the membership, and I think the key to that is growing and exciting local societies to gain new members and providing more effective resources to our local societies so that they can reach people in their area through technology and through other experienced people, even in other societies, who can provide them help and inspiration. Increasing participation in Rose shows is a vision of mine so that they engage the public in an appealing way, sometimes even involving families and activities for children, inviting Rose-related businesses to be a part of the Rose shows and bringing in the public that way, somewhat like the lawn and garden shows did. Certainly supporting education and research is what the American Rose Society is all about, and initiatives like the American Garden Rose Selections Program. I think that's vital to work together with the rose industry. And then challenging members in local societies to share their knowledge with people outside the societies on how that are eager to grow roses and how to do that. But also I'm interested in getting more people involved in the leadership level of the American Rose Society. So those are some of the ideas that I am interested in pursuing. The primary one of all, I think, is focusing the American Rose Society on local societies, because I think that's the key to our growth.
Right. Now, wanted to ask you a little bit about a trip that you took recently to China as a member of a delegation of folks who love roses. I know that you went on that trip, and I heard you speak about it recently up at Cape Cod at the Yankee District meeting, and wonder if you just spend just a moment talking a little bit about the purpose of that trip and what we overall hope to accomplish there.
Well, the purpose of the trip, first of all, was to build a relationship with the Chinese Rose Society, and also the Chinese government was involved in inviting us and hosting us while we were there, because they have an extensive program of planting roses in parks and along highways and beautifying the country. So many of the Chinese people are now living in high rises, and they have to go to the parks, and they don't have the farm areas and the rural areas so much as they used to have. So this is a big push in China, is to beautify the country, and that's one of the reasons they wanted to build the relationship. But they also wanted to find out more about our disease-resistant roses. We had Will Radler to be with us. They wanted to find out about our hybridizing program in America. They've gotten a lot of roses from Europe, but they also are interested in roses from this country. I think a lot of people know that most of our hybrid tea roses were bred from the ever-blooming roses from China that started in the 18th century, bringing those roses to Europe and finally to America. And now China wants to get the results of what we've done with their roses back into their country.
They want us to help
them to learn what we've learned about hybridizing the roses. So yeah. We toured cities, five major cities, some I'd never heard of, that had 5 to 10 million people in those cities, and botanical gardens and experts in the gardens, horticultural scientists in their similar to their universities, their research centers, and that we sat down around the table with them, and also we helped them plan and gave our ideas, and we'll be involved in the planning even more of the regional convention of the World Federation of Rose Societies in 2016. That's coming up next year. And we met with their committee that had people from their Chinese Rose Society and the local government in planning that convention. So it was really a relationship-building trip. But as a result of that, we've had a Chinese artist to come over to the American Rose Center in Shreveport and stay several months and he created some wonderful watercolors of roses that he sold, and we have some of those as well, and he also created ceramic bowls and vases with roses on those, which were just really outstanding, and he sold
wow.
those as well.
I was just going to say, it's an exciting time for roses.
It really is, and I think one of the most exciting things for this country is that they're interested in increasing. Many of the Chinese people who do have areas to plant roses are interested in our roses to plant, and there's a huge market. There's 1.3 billion people in China, and that's 1 billion more people than we have in this country. So if the Chinese people start buying roses from us, that's a big, big market and a plus.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Sam, I know our listeners would be interested to know about the voting process that's coming up this summer when the elections for vice president will be held. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about why you think it's important to vote and then how that voting process actually works?
Yes. Well, I certainly want to encourage every member of the American Rose Society to vote. Just like the American elections of the public elections, so the Rose Society, not everyone votes, and sometimes only a percentage like third percentage or even smaller of the people actually vote. So to have the leadership that we need in our rose society, I certainly want to encourage people to vote. The voting begins in June. It will be online June the 1st and ends July the 31st. So there are 2 months for people to cast their ballots online. There's a number that is on the mailing label of the current ARS magazine, the May-June issue, and that number is used to vote. And where there are two members of a household, an associate member, who are members and qualified voters, there is a second number that's coming for the associate member as well. That's coming by mail. So I encourage everyone to do that. Some local societies will even have a laptop computer at their meetings and in a certain room, and people can go in there and vote. If they need instructions on how to vote, that would be decided. The statements that I've made and the statements that my opponent has made are in the ARS magazine, and instructions are there as well. So this is the time to consider that, and hope that this will be a much bigger turnout than we've had in the past. Main thing is to keep that magazine handy with the number on it. Certainly, maybe cut that number off and put it in a certain place that you can have it when June the 1st comes to cast that ballot.
Try.
Well, my magazine came today, so I'm going to have to be careful where I put it so I have it right at hand when I need it.
That's a good idea. And may I say that on page 31 in that magazine is an advertisement that I'm proud to have in the magazine. And I have listed some of my vision statements even there in that advertisement as well. So please check out my website, and also certainly read the views that I've put in the ARS magazine for this issue.
Sounds good. Now, Sam, before we let you go, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
Well, I would like for them to know that after I'm had a term as vice president and president, I hope and my wish for the American Rose Society is that there will be an increased perception in this country that the American Rose Society is vital to promoting the beauty of nature in its highest form, which is roses. That people in all areas of our country are excited about roses and enriched by roses. You know, when I travel and I see people in hospitality rooms at conferences sharing with excitement the joys and challenges of growing roses, I see that there's just a joy of life with the friendships that involve roses. And I want to see that lively spirit in vastly more people who are discovering that America's flower is truly the queen of flowers. That's what I'd like to see.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. You know, they're really, in the world of roses, there's something for everyone, from hybridizing to rose arranging to growing. And for me, from a happiness standpoint, I really believe everyone would be happier with more roses in their life. So, good stuff.
It makes a difference. If you have roses on your table, you're not going to have much discord sitting around at meals, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Sam, it has been our pleasure to have you, and we wish you all the best with the election, and please give our love to Nancy.
I'll do that. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure for me to be here.
Happy birthday from your friends at Rose Chat.
Well, thank you. We both had birthdays just last week. We had wonderful birthday celebrations.
Oh, good.
It's great. Now, I want to encourage our listeners who are members of the ARS to make informed decisions by reading and learning about the candidates before casting your vote. To learn more about Sam and his candidacy, visit his website, samgrowsroses.com. Now, we'll also have included a link to this site on today's show page. Well, we're out of time for this edition of the Rose Chat podcast. Happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.